בוקר טוב ושבוע טוב, שתהיה שנה מבורכת עם הרבה ברכה, סייעתא דשמיא, שהקדוש ברוך הוא יקבל את כל התפילות של כולנו באהבה וברצון. Yesterday night we start all עם ישראל to say סליחות, בני ספרד start in ראש חודש אלול, and we start a few days before ראש השנה. When we look about the slichot, what we say in this season of the year, is completely different from any slicha, what we say through the year. Monday, Thursday, their special slichot, is part of tefilat shacharit, ve'urachum, etc. Every ta'anit zibur, tzom gedaliah, asara betevet, shiva asa betamuz, the slichot is also part of tefilat shacharit. Some people have custom every end of month, almost every month, the last day of the month, to say special slichot, and the name of this special slichot is Yom Kippur Katan, take place with Tfilat Mincha. It means all the year, slichot, what we say, is part of Tfilah, what anyway we mention and we say and we daven every day, except the slichot of Chodesh Elul. Slichot of Elul and Tishrei not relate to any other Tfilah. Have also special time. Special time. Not in the evening, not in the night, not in the day, early in the morning. And why? Because slichot of Chodesh Elul have status of tefillah. Extra tefillah, special gift, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what Chazal give to us, extra tefillah, not three times a day, now is four times a day. And when we look in the frame of Tfilat HaSlichot is completely similar to Mincha, what we daven every day. How Tfilat Mincha look every day? Ashrei, Av Kaddish, Slichot, Shmoneh Esre, Tachanun, and Kaddish Tidkabal, in the end of the Tfilah. Slichot look exactly same. Ashrei, Av Kaddish, Slichot, Tachanun, Nefilat Apayim, and in the end, Kaddish Tidkabal. Why Slichot of Elul is different from the Slichot, what we say all the year? Why Slichot of Elul is not part of any other tefillah? Because the reason why we daven three times a day is not only because Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, Emurim, Chazal mentioned other reason. Every time, when the time change, we have obligation to new tefillah. Morning is not afternoon. Night is not afternoon. It's every time as the time change, three times a day, we have new tefillah. And interesting, every morning we say Modeh Ani Lefanecha. Chazal come and say afternoon also we need to say Modeh Ani Lefanecha. Modeh Ani Lefanecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I see this morning the sun in the east. Thank you, I see now the sun in the west. We go to sleep in the night, you say, special tefillah. Kodesh Baruch Hu, yesterday night I go to sleep, and thank God I wake up this morning. I hope to go to sleep tonight and to wake up again when? Tomorrow morning. Every time as the time change, we have new obligation of tefillah. This is the reason why Shabbat, Yom Tov, we have extra tefillah, Musaf. This is the reason why in Yom Kippur, what is a special day, we have other tefillah, tefillat Ne'ilah. Now we stay in situation, what the time almost go to change. In a few days, we stay in the doorway of Tavshinayin Chet. It's because the time go to change, we have new obligation of tefillah. And the name of the tefillah is Tefillat Aslichot. Tefillah will take place and stay by himself, not relate to any other tefillah. And this is the reason now, Davar Beito Matov, to try, b'siyata dishmaya, to learn a little bit about the essence of the slichot, what can elevate all yemei haslichot, and also all the year with a lot of bracha and simcha. And we will start in this way. The Shulchan Aruch teach us in paragraph 1, עומדים באשמורת לומר סליחות ביום א' שלפני ראש השנה. Sunday before ראש השנה, early in the morning, we wake up to say slichot. If Rosh Hashanah take place Tuesday, we start week before. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and explain why we say Slichot minimum 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, Parog Avtu, מיום א' בשבוע שלפנה, משום שהרבה נוהגים להתענות 10 ימים עד יום הכיפורים. Many people have the custom to fast 10 days before until Yom Kippur, including Yom Kippur, ולעולם יחסרו דלת ימים מראש השנה עד יום הכיפורים, שלא יוכלו להתענות. We have 4 days, which cannot fast. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, what we need to eat. Shabbos, Shuvah, also we need to eat. ערב יום כיפור, also we have mitzvah to eat. From this reason, we need to catch up 4 days for fast. This is the reason why we start Slichot קודם ראש השנה. וכדי שיהיה יום מסוים להתחלה, תקנו יום ראשון בכל פעם. We make day, and the day is Saturday night, after midnight, or Sunday morning, early in the morning, to say Slichot. And these 4 days, some people fast every single day, together with the 6 days between Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, is 10 days. As a reason, עוד טעם שקבעו דלת ימים, שכן מצינו בקורבנות שטעונים ביקור מימום דלת ימים, you bring korban to Beit HaMikdash, 4 days before the Kohen accept the korban, and sacrifice the korban, we need to check the korban, if everything is okay, if he's not sick, if he's completely okay, and we can bring him to the Mikdash. Exactly same, the Mishnah Berurah come and say, every korban in Parashat Pinchas, we find, ויקרבתם עולה, ויקרבתם, and בראש השנה זה פסוק say, ועשיתם עולה. עשיתם עולה ללמד, שראש השנה יעשה אדם עצמו כאילו מקריב את עצמו. We need to feel, we put ourselves, we dedicate ourselves, we bring ourselves to הקדוש ברוך הוא, and from this reason, קבעו 4 ימים לבקר כל מומי חטאתו ולשוב עליהם. From this reason, 4 days before ראש השנה, it's time for us to check ourselves, what is right, what is wrong, what we can fix, etc. etc. Fine. 2 reasons why we say סליחות 4 days before ראש השנה, and we start every year when Saturday night. But my question is about Bnei Ashkenaz. The main Slicha, what we say yesterday night, start Parog of Serd, במוצאי מנוחה, כי דמנוחה תחילה. מוצאי מנוחה. We מקדים, we do something what we need to do later, and we do this early. כי דמנוחה תחילה. I don't understand. כי דמנוחה תחילה. If we start to say סליחות in Rosh Chodesh Elul, our Bnei Sfarad start, I understand, כי דמנוחה תחילה, months before Rosh Hashanah, we wake up, we try to walk off ourselves, etc., etc., oh, this is כי דמנוחה תחילה. 4 days before Rosh Hashanah is כי דמנוחה תחילה. Has the time almost over? How many days left until Rosh Hashanah? Only few days. This is look, disrespect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How we can say this kind of language? כי דמנוחה תחילה. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we okay. We wake up. We do something what we need to do later. What does it mean later? No later. And few days is Rosh Hashanah. Is why Chazal use this kind of language במוצאי מנוחה, כי דמנוחה תחילה. The language, כי דמנוחה תחילה, look, not right language. If we say this in nice way, is why Chazal pick this kind of language, this kind of lashon, kedamnucha tchila. To answer this question, and through this question to understand the essence of slichot, how is relevant for us, the essence of all these special days that stay in front of us, we will start in this way. In Tkiat Shofar, immediately after Tkiat Shofar, Bnei Ashkenaz, Bnei Sfarad, most of the keilot say together in paragraph 4, Ayom arat olam, Ayom yamid b'mishpat, kol יצורי עולמים. Today, ראש השנה, היום, יעמיד במשפט כל יצורי עולמים. This is the day when the Kadosh Baruch Hu go to judge all the universe, all the animals, all the birds, everybody. Why today? Why in ראש השנה? The answer is, the Kadosh Baruch Hu cannot judge anything what he created in this world before he created us. Because all the universe is for us. And when the Kadosh Baruch Hu judge us, immediately, this effect, all the bria, all the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates this for us. If you do the right thing, we can appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu give to us. If not, also all the nature get punished. It's from this reason, היום הרת עולם, היום יעמיד במשפט כל יצורי עולמים. היום יעמיד במשפט כל יצורי עולמים. HaKadosh Baruch Hu go to judge all the world because today, today is mean, Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu go to judge us. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu judge us in Rosh Hashanah? Why? Why not in other day in the year? Because Rosh Hashanah, this is the day what not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu create us, This is not reason to judge us in this day. The reason why he judges us in this day, because we never listen to Hashem. Because we make sin. Because we make chet. Adam HaRishon, chet Adam HaRishon takes place in the same day what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. In the moment when something happened in the wrong way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to judge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to judge Adam HaRishon. And in the moment when he judged Adam HaRishon, obviously he also judged all the universe. And now, this is right opportunity for us to understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished Adam HaRishon. Why? What a mistake he make. What mistake? Is obviously, is no question. Eat from the tree. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask him, don't eat and eat. No, no. This is not the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish him. Adam HaRishon can eat from the tree and not to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu still will never punish him. You know why? Look at the psukim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Adam HaRishon, Parag 5, Pasuk Tet. Vayikra Hashem Elokim el Adam, vayomer lo ayeka. Vayomer lo ayeka is mean, where are you? What Adam HaRishon need to answer? I stay behind tree number 9, in the left side, in the corner. He need to give exactly where he stay. But Adam HaRishon never give answer to Hashem. What he answer to him? Vayomer et kolcha shamati bagan, vayera ki erom anochi vayechaver. I scare from you and I put myself, I stay beside one of the trees. He never give answer to the question, ayeka. Because Baruch Hu continue to help him and ask him, tell me one word. Amin ha'etz asher amarti, asher tziviticha lebilti achol, lebilti achol mimenu achalta. Tell me one word. Do you eat from the tree? Yes or no? If Adam HaRishon will say, yes, I eat from the tree, I apologize, he will stay in Gan Eden. The reason why Adam HaRishon never stay in Gan Eden, because Baruch Hu ask him, tell me one word, yes or no? What the answer? She, not me. If you say, I eat from the tree, I apologize, he will stay in Gan Eden. And you know what is mean apologize? How we say in English apologize? How? I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry is not apologize. This is exactly how we say to people, I miss you, I look for you, it's blah, blah, you know, most of the time it's not real. I'm sorry to say, but also in Hebrew, not only in English, in every language. Okay? Well, you know what is mean? Slicha in Leshon HaKodesh, and remember this all your life. Slicha in Leshon HaKodesh is mean, I take responsibility. I take responsibility. To say I'm sorry is nice, is okay, but is not real. Real is, I take responsibility. If Adam HaRishon will take responsibility, yes, I eat, is wrong, Kodesh Baruch will say to him, you can stay. Now you understand all your power and all your essence in this world. And give me to explain this a little bit more. We read this Shabbos, the Shabbos, beginning of the Parsha. Atem mitzavim hayom lifnei Hashem Elokechem, Parag 6. Rashechem, Shiftechem, Zikmechem, etc. Kol ish Yisrael. In Hebrew, it's not right to say Atem mitzavim. In Hebrew, the right language to say is Atem omdim. When you go to the judge, you stand up in front of the judge. Atem omdim. What is mean Atem mitzavim? Where we find it, Tanakh, the word, the concept, nitzavim, or nitzav, where? In Megillat Rut, when Boaz come to visit all the workers, and he says, some lady, what he does, the pasuk in paragraph 7, Vayomer Boaz lenaaro, anitzav al hakotzrim, lemi hanaara hazot, Vayomer Boaz lenaaro, הניצב על הקוצרים, in charge, somebody will take responsibility of all the workers. Please tell me, who's this girl? ויען הנער הניצב על הקוצרים, again, ויאמר נערה מואביה, עכשיו היא נעמי משדה מואב, this is a goya what come from, with נעמי from משדה מואב. But what title this person get? הניצב על הקוצרים. ניצב is mean, somebody will take responsibility. אתם ניצבים היום, כמה אורחיים הקדוש אין פרו גף אית אין טיצ'ס, ואתה באנו להבין מאמר אתם ניצבים, שהכוונה הוא על דרך אומרו, exactly how we mentioned before, in מגילת רות, הניצב על הקוצרים, לשון מינוי, ואמרו כולכם, פירוש כולם יש עליהם עול זה, כל אחד לפי משהו, everyone have responsibility, everyone, in this level, in other level, this is mean ניצבים. If Adam HaRishon will take responsibility, this is mean, I'm sorry. Slicha is responsibility. And you know what happened immediately? immediately after Adam HaRishon, or every one of us will take responsibility. What is mean slicha? What is the next word after slicha? We say this again and again. Slach lanu, mecha lanu, kaper lanu. How we say in English, mecha lanu? Forgive. No. Mechila, and remember this all your life. Mechila in Lashon HaKodesh is not forgive. This is a dictionary. In Lashon HaKodesh, Mechila is mean tanol. Mechila. If this area is closed and I would like to move to the other area, I cannot. It's mountain. What we do? Downtown Manhattan, battery tunnel, yes? We have mechila. Mechila, come HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say to us, if I take responsibility, for example, I broke the plate, I do something wrong. What do you mean responsibility? I need to pay. In this way, in another way. I need to get some punish. I need to do something. Come HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, it's right, between you two people. But between you and me, if you really apologize about what you do, you know what happened? On the spot, I start to dig and to make for you tunnel, which you can find yourself in the other side. And in the other side, you know what wait for you? Kapara. Kapara in Lashon HaKodesh, Rashi explained in Masechet Zvachin, you know what is mean kapara? To clean. I go to clean you. You don't need to pay anything. Slach lanu, mecha lanu. If I understand when I say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, we say to Hashem, slach lanu. Why I say to Hashem, slach lanu? Because I take responsibility. Yes, between me and myself, I take responsibility. Immediately, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu do for us? Mechila. You take responsibility, don't worry, you don't get any punish. This is what I need, to listen from you. Responsibility, I will make for a special new tunnel, but you can find yourself in the other side. In the other side is new beginning, and this new beginning bring you to feel you clean, kapara. Slach lanu, mecha lanu, kaper lanu. And to show you how much this idea is so clear and so deep in Chazal, only for 1 minute, for 1 minute. Look in paragraph 11. In paragraph 11, we say, again and again, when we say al-chet, al-chet, in Yom Kippur, slach lanu, mecha lanu, kaper lanu. I will explain B'Siyata Dishmaya. Now look from the aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We end the middle tefillah in Yom HaKippurim, paragraph 12. Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech, Mochel, V'Soleach Le'avonoteinu V'Le'avonot Amo Bet Yisrael, U'Ma'avir Hashmoteinu B'Chol Shana V'Shana, Melech Al Kol Ha'aretz, Mekadesh Yisrael, V'Yom HaKippurim. You see? Paragraph 12. ברוך אתה השם, מלך, מוכל וסולח. How the bracha need to end? מלך, סולח ומוכל. מלך, סולח ומוכל. Why מוכל וסולח? Because if we start, סלח לנו, if I say to הקדוש ברוך הוא, סלח, what is mean? I take responsibility. Now I can look of you and say, please, I want to start something new. Slach lanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, immediately from his aspect, he immediately mecha lanu. Because if the pasuk say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech, Soleach, Umochel, Soleach is mean, what you say, you take responsibility, okay, pay. Pay. Punish, pain, money, everything. What everyone will take responsibility, need to pay something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, not with me. From my aspect, immediately, I listen from you the word, you take responsibility, what is mean, slicha, I start to build the mechila, melech, mochel, I'm busy now to make for you the tunnel to go to the other side, because you say to me, solech, because you take responsibility. Wow, so great. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for us. But, and this is the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish Adam HaRishon. Punish Adam HaRishon. Why? Really, we need to take responsibility. Why is the key's responsibility? I apologize. You say, right. With full heart. I'm sorry. I ask forgiveness. Why we need to take responsibility? You know why? In one of the piyutim, what we have in Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows the difference how we deal with the angels, how we deal with us. One chapter from this interesting, unique piyut of Yom Kippurim in paragraph 9. Ve'avita te'ila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, avita is mean, he look for to get compliment, to get respect from who? Not from angel. Misruchei ma'as. Sruchei ma'as is mean us. What we do is not big deal. It's nothing compared what we can do. Misavei roges. All the time we angry. Mi'adurei emet. We stay far from the emet. And from us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, we'll give him compliment. Any compliment we give to Hashem, any respect for him, this is everything. Hashem, this is for us. But about the angels, Hashem ma'itcha, you make them scared. To who? Shvivei esh, shvilei maim, tlulei rom, different titles what the angel get. And now look again. Ve'avita te'ila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, avita, he look for. He cannot continue if you never appreciate him, if you never give him compliment. Who? We. What status we have? Basar vadam. Hevel vatohu. Chatzir yavesh. Straw what dry is nothing. Tzel over. We say we shade what move every second. Tzitz novel. Something what cannot grow. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu look for us so much? If in one hand we almost zero. Why? Because please put line. Mimashlimei nefesh. Umimafrichei ruach. Only we have special status. Mashlimei nefesh is mean we partners. HaKadosh Baruch Hu make his part. Now he know we can make the other part. And from this reason, if we make the other part, this is what make him to feel happy, and this is what bring him to give us everything. And also we, in all the nature, mafrichei ruach. What is mean mafrichei ruach? We can bring life to everything. We can take desert and make from this, wow, how much life this place gets. And everybody remember I was before, desert, nothing, and woo, what we can build. Because Baruch Hu look for us, because we partners. Partners what can succeed, partners what can continue to succeed, if one of the partners say to the other, I apologize. I take responsibility. I take responsibility. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also take responsibility. You know, in the Torah, we have parasha, what originally, not supposed to take place in the Torah. What parasha? For example, Pesach Sheini. Am Yisrael comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's really unfair. We take the bones of Yosef HaTzadik. We try to do the best. We cannot make Korban Pesach. Why we miss this opportunity? We take Bnei Aaron. Why? What does Baruch Hu say? He bow down. You're right. I take responsibility. I ask you, I take responsibility. What I do? I give you Pesach Sheni. I give you other opportunity. And I can give many examples. It means partners, the key to continue to succeed. We feel comfortable to say to each other, I apologize. Any partners in life, husband and wife, business, in any area. If I say I apologize, it means I take responsibility. Hashamayim ze agvul, the sky is the limit. And it's not so difficult. Do you know why it's not so difficult? In all the Tanakh, you never find one time the word Rosh Hashanah. In the Torah, Yom Teruah, Zichron Teruah. In Tanakh, no Yom Teruah, not Zichron Teruah. How Rosh Hashanah, what's the name of Rosh Hashanah in all the Tanakh? Again and again and again, one word in Hebrew, Ayom. Atem Mitzavim, Ayom. Vayi Ayom, Vayavo Elisha El Shunem, all the story with Elisha Shunamit. All the story with Chana, Ayom. Everything is, why Ayom? Why Ayom? Because the Kozmuch come and say to us, my children, my kinderlach, I forget about the past. Everything starts today. And I say to you a little bit more deep. What the Sfat Emet mentioned. And many other, also Maharal. You know what's the problem between us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You know what is the main problem between us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You can say what it means. The sin what we do, Chas v'Chalila. The problem between us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, with all the respect, sometimes we never believe to Hashem. He really delete our sin. In this part. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I cannot play game with you. I cannot. Every year, al-chet, al-chet, ashamnu. Come on. How many times I can do this? He's come again and again. He's not gay. Makadosh Baruch Hu, you serious? You remember everything. And he's star mineged enecha. Ata zocher kol hanishkachot. Come on. I try my best. Makadosh Baruch Hu will still stay friend. But this sin, as a sin, I give up. Come, Makadosh Baruch Hu, and say to us, my children, you don't understand me. I delete. I never remember the past. And the Sfat Emet bring few beautiful examples. You remember the conversation between Abraham and Sarah? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Abraham, please go check with your wife. Why, when she listened the good news, next year she will have baby boy, she start what? To laugh. Yomer Abraham and Sarah, למה צחקת? Good question, what she answer? לא צחקתי. Yomer Abraham, לא כי צחקת. Wow, Sarah imenu. Abraham say, למה צחקת? And she answered, לא צחקתי. חס וחלילה, שילאי? No. ויאמר אברהם אל שרה, למה צחקת? She say, yes, לא צחקתי. What does it mean, לא צחקתי? I understand I make mistake. I change my mind. I ask for, סליחה, I take responsibility about what I say something wrong. I can say now, לא צחקתי. ויאמר אברהם, לא כי צחקת. When צחקת? Why in the beginning you laugh? Why this happened to you? I never ask you about now. Moreover, the Sfat Emet come and say, we have list of people who come back from the war. Somebody who would engage and never marry, somebody who would build a house and never appreciate the house. And in the list we have also, Ayare v'racha levav. What is mean Ayare v'racha levav? He's scared about what? Rashi say, about all the sin, what he do. Wow, he's a great soldier. He have Yirat Shamayim. He's scared about his sin. We need this kind of soldiers. Come the Sfat Emet, no. What does it mean you're scared about your sin? If you make tshuva, you don't need to scare about any sin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, delete. As you never trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, stay home. We don't need this kind of soldiers in the war. Because to go to war, we need to trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. From this reason, Rosh Hashanah Tamid is Ayom. Ayom. Everything starts today. It's really easy, easy to take responsibility. No punish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, immediately I start to build the mechila, the tunnel for you. Hashem delete the past. Unbelievable. It's why it's so difficult. Moreover, to show you how it's so easy to make tshuva. In the third day of the creation, in paragraph 13, in paragraph 13, we find something unbelievable. Yomer Elokim tatshe haaretz deshe esev. Mazri hazera, עץ פרי עושה פרי. עץ פרי עושה פרי. הקדוש ברוך הוא ask, the taste of the tree will take the same taste of the fruit. What happened, פסוק after, בתוצא הארץ, דשא עשב, מזריע זרע למיניהו, ועץ עושה פרי. Obviously, the land never listen to who? To Hashem. He say, she will do A, what she do is B. What is the reaction of הקדוש ברוך הוא? פרוג אף סרטין, זה לס פיו וורד, וירא אלוקים כי טוב, מה כי טוב? הקדוש ברוך הוא אסק, the land will do A and she do something else, opposite. וירא אלוקים כי לא טוב, אז תבוא זה מין כי טוב. קם זה חתם סופר, and teach you something unbelievable. The land, understand, if הקדוש ברוך הוא go to give to Adam trees and grass and fruit, he also one day go to create them, and part of his create will come from the dirt. Adam, Adama. Adama and Neshama. Come the Adama. And by purpose, never listen to Hashem. He asks from the dirt to make etz pri or sepri, and she does the opposite. Why? Because she say, if Adam would come for me and from the Neshama, make one mistake, he finishes his life. Is to be or not to be. In the moment when I never listen what Hashem say to me, this give opportunity to Adam to have other chance. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come to punish Adam, he say HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all the respect. I agree, my neshama is pure, but you also create me from the dirt. I get the DNA from the dirt. The dirt never listen to you. And this DNA also come to me. Ima Adama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only my fault. This give opportunity to Adam to ask also forgiveness and to start from the beginning. And this is the reason why the Pasuk say in paragraph 14, וזכרתי את בריתי יעקב, ואף את בריתי יצחק, ואף את בריתי אברהם אזכור, והארץ אזכור. What does it mean, והארץ אזכור? What does God need to remember about the dirt? והארץ אזכור. I will remember when she never listened to me by purpose. To help Adam to get other chance. Because if Adam not exist, the Bria is not relevant. Thank you, by our Elohim Kitov. It's wow. It's unbelievable. We have skews. We can start from the beginning. HaKadosh Baruch only want for us to take responsibility. It's so easy. It's why it's so difficult. If it's so easy, it's why it's so difficult. Why it's not come naturally? The answer is, every one of us have some ego. And the ego brings us sometimes not to take responsibility. We find many, many reasons. This happened because this reason, other reason, is not only me, somebody else. It's no difference in what area. This ego, many times, is for us roadblocks. Not to say naturally, yes, I'm sorry, it's me, I take responsibility. How we can deal with this ego? It's part of our nature. How? How? Yud Gimel Midot Shel Rachamim. Because Le'alacha, Slichot, what we say every night, Slichot, what we say in Yom Kippur, if I say this slowly, and Yishliach Tzibur come quickly to Yud Gimel Midot Shel Rachamim, I never continue to say this Slicha. I skip to Yud Gimel Midot Shel Rachamim. I can every night skip. I say only few lines, every Slicha, and I skip. Because the key of Slichot is Yud Gimel Midot Shel Rachamim. And Yud Gimel Midot Shel Rachamim, we cannot say one after the other. Between one to the other, we need what? One paragraph to divide between one of them. This is the reason. Look in Neila, we say seven times, Yud Gimel Midot Shel Rachamim, between one to the other, sometimes we have one posuk, or two lines in the machzor, no more. What is Yud Gimel Midot Shel Rachamim? What is so unique about Yud Gimel Midot Shel Rachamim? We start and we say, Hashem, Hashem. Hashem, Hashem. What does it mean, Hashem, Hashem? Hashem kodem achet, midat harachamim, and Hashem after the chet, also midat harachamim. You can explain to me, please, what is mean, midat harachamim, before the sin. I understand, after I make sin, after I make mistake, I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, berachamim uverotzon, berachamim, again and again, we mention the tefillah. But what kind of rachamim we need before the sin? Everything is clear, everything is pure. Any rachamim? Look, never take place before the sin. The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he creates the world, he can create the world in another way. To create only 40, maximum 50% from all the universal. And say to Adam, listen, this what I create is for you. If you listen to me, in 1 year, you get other 10, 20%. In other year, you will get other 5, 10%. And step by step, you will see, I go to give you beautiful universe, beautiful world, but I give this to you step by step. Come HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what he say, listen, I give you everything. Before you start to work in any job, the first day comes the boss and say, listen, this is your salary for the month, and this is a bonus what you will get in the end of the year. Before he do one step, this is for sure what? Not usual. This is mean rachamim לפני החט. רחמים לפני החט is mean to wake us up. To feel, yes, הקדוש ברוך הוא give us, but we not deserve this. Is מתנת חינם. We get this for free. For free. In the moment when people feel they get for free, this bring people to feel more humble and to come more sensitive. And to really say, yes, I take responsibility. It's unfair what I do. You give me everything for free. Before I show myself, before I say something, before I try to show a little bit for my potential, for my knowledge. Wow. I really try to do the best. And I feel more easy and naturally to take responsibility. This is Yud Gimel Midot Shel Rachamim. This is a unique. And look in paragraph 16. Paragraph 15. ויבוא השם על פניו ויקרא. יש חזל קם and say to us, הקדוש ברוך הוא say to משה רבינו, And he tell him, every time when Am Yisrael chotez, I will say, Yudgim Yudot Shei Rachamim, and I will delete the sin. Ani hu kodim sheikhta Adam, Hashem Hashem, two lines from the end, paragraph 15, ואני הוא לאחר שיכתה אדם ויעשה תשובה. What does it mean? אני הוא קודם שיכתה אדם? אני הוא קודם שיכתה אדם? Why I need to make תשובה? What wrong about his life? אז כמה רבנו חננאל and say, ואני השם, השם השם זה last two line, אני הוא קודם שיכתה אדם, שכתוב בו בספר החיים, last line, paragraph 16, ואני השם אחר שיכתה אדם, וישוב בתשובה שמקבלו כאילו לא חטא. מקבלו כאילו לא חטא. What is mean? He delete. היום. Everything start now. When we have this kind of feeling, it's more easy to take responsibility. From this reason, it's so interesting. We find parasha in the Torah, paragraph 18, when we go to war, we need to have some shovel, ויתד תהיה לך על הזנך. והיה בשבתך חוץ וחפרת בה, ושבת וכיסית את צעתך. Somebody in the war, he goes to the bathroom, we need to cover what you do, but you have some shovel, but shovel yated in Hebrew, yated in Lashon HaKodesh is not only shovel, just also when we build a tent, we put yetedot in the corner, this makes the tent very strong, not any wind can move this tent. Come, Baal HaTurim and say paragraph 19, ויתד תהיה לך על הזנך בגימטריה, מידותיי תהיה על הזנך. We need to take this with us, כלומר, יוד ג' מידות של רחמים, יהיו כלי זין שלך. This will come our gun, our weapon, what we use, and to can start from the beginning. And this is what we say, סליחות in ערב יום הכיפורים, paragraph 20, תמכתי יתדותיי ב-13 תיבות. What is my יתד? The unique kneel, what helped me not to move the tent and stay, exist, תמכתי את עדותיי ב-13 תיבות. 13 תיבות של רחמים. This is what Chazal came to teach us about the סליחות and about the גימל של רחמים. But we have here something else. And listen, this is ממש פלאים, what make completely all the days, all the season of the year now in other stage. Chazal come and tells us in Psikta, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the original plan decide every month, spring and summer, to give us holiday. Every month. Nisan, Pesach, still we have. Iyar, Pesach Sheini, still we have. Sivan, Shavuos, we have. Tammuz, Shiva Asar Betammuz, Rosh Hashanah. Tisha Be'av, צום הרבה, יום כיפור. אלול, סוכות. תשרי, שמחת תורה. To spread the holidays, every month, we have other holiday. After we make the golden calf, הקדוש ברוך הוא take three holidays from the summer. He take ראש השנה, from Tammuz, יום כיפור from Av, Sukkot from Elul, and he gives us all these holidays and one season in Tishrei. What Chazal come and teach us? Rosh Hashanah need to take place when? In Shivasar Betammuz. Obviously, logically, we understand why. Because in this day, Moshe Rabbeinu come with the Luchot. And in this time, we get new life, for good forever, if we accept the Luchot. We reborn again. But, after the Golden Calf, because we will take this from us. And what happened in Shivasar Betammuz? Five major tragedies. Moshe Rabbeinu broke the tablet, the Luchos. Yerushalayim, the wall of Yerushalayim is broke. Apostemos burned the Torah. Ha'emidu tzelem ba'echal. Okay? Bet HaMikdash. We bring inside a statue to Bet HaMikdash. Ve'butal ha'tamid. And Korban Tamid, one time in the Jewish history, stop. Obviously, five major tragedies. What happened in different time, different generations, but what they connect them, all of them happen and when? Same day in the months. Exactly, Tisha B'Av, Bayit Rishon, Bayit Sheni, destroyed in same day. Exactly same, the five tragedies of Shiva Asar Betammuz take place in same day. But when you look inside, what's the connection between all these five tragedies? What is mean, Butal HaTamid? Butal HaTamid is mean from day one of Kabbalat HaTorah. Over 800 years. Day by day, we bring twice. Et ha-keves ha-echad ha-asev ha-boker, et ha-keves ha-shenit ha-asev ha-arvayim. in the moment when komana tamid one time stop is mean ze emshekhiyut ze emshekhiyut how we say emshekhiyut in english oh bidyuk emshekhiyut ken ze emshekhiyut stop ufkei what does mean ufkei we have wall every night we close the gate of Yerushalayim shari yafu shari shpot shari shchem all the gate is closed to make Yerushalayim private area reshut hayachid in the moment when the wall is broke people can walk in and out en emshekhiyut what is mean העמידו צלם באחד the only pure place בית המקדש you bring a Avodah Zarah inside you make the place dirty you stop you take some from the purity of this place what is mean נשברו הלוחות חזל קם and say היזהרו בזקן ששכח תלמודו have respect to somebody would forget why because לוחות ושברי לוחות מונחים בארון זקן ששכח תלמודו is not somebody with רחמנא ליצלן have Alzheimer somebody with Alzheimer we need to respect them to help them to do everything מצד כבוד האדם צלם אלוקים שבו but he out completely from the society זקן ששכח תלמודו is mean he remember everything A to Z but from time to time he have black out wow he forget and 10 minutes after, half hour later, he remember everything again. It means, זה המשכיות. Stop. שרף הפוסטם עושה את התורה. Every Torah what arrived to this world, bring more קדושה. One first time in Jewish history, what we miss one Torah, because the apostle must burn the Torah. It was a connection, all these five tragedies, what happened in 17 בתמוז is, זה המשכיות. Stop. What is Rosh Hashanah? What is מצווה מדאורייתא בראש השנה? One mitzvah midoraita in Rosh Hashanah is what? To blow shofar. When we start to blow shofar, how we start? Tekiah. We have emshekhiyut. This was before Chet HaEgel. What happened after Chet HaEgel? Shvarim. Shvarim is broke. 17 בתמוז, all the five tragedies what happened is broke זה emshekhiyut. It's broke. Rosh Hashanah is day what we get special Seata Dishmaya to understand. If I broke something, yes, I have the knowledge to fix, to bring back the המשכיות. Not to feel sad, not to feel upset. Rosh Hashanah is time to feel happy and excited and not to have, חס וחלילה, any עצבות. לכו יאכלו משמנים, שתו ממתקים, כי קדוש היום לאדוננו. Wow, especially, why? Because I recognize I can take all the pieces and to make this back straight. Rosh Hashanah, I understand I can fix. If I understand this, how I understand I can fix it, if I take responsibility. As Yom Kippur, I can listen to the echo, Salachti Kidvarecha. In Yom Kippur, I can listen to the Tkiya Gdola in Motzei Yom Kippur. This is what Chazal Kama teach us. From this reason, when we stay now, in this season of the Slichot, and we arrive to the new year, how this is important for us to understand how it's easy, really easy, to make the Tshuva. But we have one more aspect. One more aspect. To show to us how it's easy and makes this more, with more ambition and motivation to do everything in the right way. We read yesterday in the parsha, Eretz Israel is destroyed completely. All the nation never believe God destroyed his holy land. They send reporters from all the TV, radio channels to check, to send picture and to give report if Israel. All the reporters say yes, Israel. We read in Paragraph 23, ואמר דור האחרון, look in other page, in Pasuk of Bet, paragraph 23, Pasuk of Bet, page number 6, Gofrit, Vamelach, Srefa, Kol Arca, Lot Izara, Lot Atzmiach, Eretz Israel is burned, is sold, and ashes, nothing grow, כמהפכת סדום ועמורה, it looks same as סדום ועמורה, ואמרו כל הגויים, Pasuk of Gimel, מה עשה השם ככה לארץ הזאת? מה אחרי האף הגדול הזה? וואי, קדוש ברוך הוא so upset, they destroyed his only land. The answer is, we stop to keep the agreement between us to Hashem. And what is a decision of Hashem? Pasuk of Zayin, Vayichem Hashem me'al admatam, be'afu v'chema v'ketzef gadol, please put line or circle, v'yashlichem el eretz acheret kayom hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kick us to other state. Finish. The Old Testament is over. The nation of Hashem pick, no more. Come HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately and say to us, don't believe to the newspaper. Don't believe to the reporters. I never kick ever Jew from Eretz Israel. What does it mean? Jewish all over the world. All over the world. Yes. I never kick them. What does the Pasuk say? V'aya כי יבואו אליך כל הדברים האלה, הברכה והקללה וכו' וכו', פסוק ב', וישבת עד השם אלוקיך, ושמעת בקולו, סליחה, והיה כי יבואו אליך כל הדברים האלה, הברכה והקללה שנתתי לפניך, והשיבות האלה בביך, בכל הגויים אשר ידיחך, השם אלוקיך שמה. You know what is mean להדיח in English? להדיח in English is mean to push. קדוש ברוך הוא say to us, if you see any Jew in other side of the world, is not because I kick him, I push him. And if הקדוש ברוך הוא want to push a little bit more, what he need? To stay close. We cannot push anything if we stay far. Every Jew all over the world, where he stay, I stay with him. I never kick, I only push. רבי עקיבא, say to us, אומר רבי עקיבא, after בית המקדש תשרוד, אשריכם ישראל, feel very happy, feel very excited, לפני מי אתם מתארים? Wow, you stay in front of Hashem. רבי עקיבא, after בית המקדש destroyed, to feel so excited? Yes, רבי עקיבא teaches. And בית המקדש exists, you want to talk to הקדוש ברוך הוא? You need to travel to ירושלים, to בית המקדש. In this place to talk to him. After חורבן הבית, we can talk to הקדוש ברוך הוא all over the world. Because every place where Jews stay, הקדוש ברוך הוא stay with us. Because he pushes us, and he stay close to us. Moreover, להדיח in Hebrew is not only to push, is also to clean. Dishwasher, in Hebrew we say מדיח כלים. הקדוש ברוך הוא also clean the sin. When he clean, he spray. Not with brush, and to rip the skin with pain. He does this nice, smooth. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He never kick, he only push, and he stay very close to us. And then the Malbim come and teach us so nicely. If you throw something, you not care about this. He stay far from you, and if he's broke, no problem. This is mean to throw, to push. All the time you stay close, and step by step, you never destroy anything. Because Baruch Hu come to us and say, give me one finger, I give you all my hand. I bring you back. As we see from all this Chazal, how Yemei HaTshuva is so great days, and happy days, and special days. When we take this in this kind of aspect, it's very easy. Very easy to elevate ourselves. Ki besimcha tetzeu, with simcha we can go out from any challenge. With simcha we can deal with every challenge. Take this kind of aspect, what we mentioned, and we understand what Kadosh Baruch Hu only want for us, only to take this kind of responsibility. Responsibility, and also at the same time, to feel we have the knowledge, we have the ambition to bring all the pieces, to all the shvarim, back to the tkiah. Immediately, what you do for us, the mechila. And after the mechila, wait for us, what is the other sign, the kapara. If we take this in this way, as Mesiyata Dishmaya, we can zoche, And this coming year, הבא עלינו לטובה, to walk into the year בברכה, בשמחה, and בסיית הדשמיה. And הקדוש ברוך הוא show to us in many, many ways how he really watch us, how he bring us to many places with purpose. Not by mistake, I come to this place and something happened. Everything is by purpose, how he watch us and he listen to us and he want for us everything. I give you an example. I met a couple from Boca Raton a few weeks ago. They told me every summer, the husband and wife take a 1 week break from the children and they make trip in 48 states in America. Not Alaska, because you need to take plane, and not Hawaii, what you need to take plane. As a 48, you can come and drive from place to place. Last summer, they spent a few months ago, they spent in Alabama, another state, Alabama, in the south, some place. Come to Alabama, they still use a store. The name of the store is Lost and Found in the Plane. Some big airline, they collect every single people lost after a month or two, and they sell this to this store, a few stores in America, obviously very cheap, and they also sell very cheap, and everybody enjoy. This couple walk into these stores and look for Metzies to find what kind of stores they never seen in their life. They buy what they buy before they left. The husband, seeing the side in the window, tefillin. He asks, they go in Alabama, how much this cost? They say to him, in the accent of people from Alabama, I don't know what kind of accent they have, but the accent, $45, $45. He opened, he looked, was it feeling? He said to him, excuse me, sir, you have other stuff, same stuff, what you give me? I have other seven. You have other seven? Bring me to show me the seven. He bring him and he opened, was it feeling? He asked him, why you need this? He said, I need the string. I like the string. He said, but if I go to buy all the seven, you give me some discount? He said, yes, everyone $35. You know what? I buy everything. You sure? Yeah, you buy. You take all of them, you know, they have tefillin, inside, it's a kishel tefillin, we have the name. He takes a picture, puts it in the Facebook, and he said to all his friends, send this all over, Ashava Saveda. And 1 week, he gave back all the 70, all the 8 tefillin. Make a Amcho Israel. Make a Amcho. We fail, go with his wife to be kosher. For sure he go to be kosher. His Bohu say, you walk with me, yes. I ask you to do for me a favor. In Alabama, in this store, we have 8 tefillin. Mika Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'aretz, brings this to the people back. And this is, when we look all over and we see how easy the tshuva, we also can see how easy to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our life. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll start new year, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept all our tefillot, בבריאות וברכה, ובסיית הדשמיה, וימלא כל משאלות ליבנו לטובה, and we will zoche this coming year, לגמר חתימה, לשנה טובה, כתיבה וחתימה טובה, and שנה של גאולה שלמה.